All right, how many have been speaking? All right, praise God. And in that speaking, how many have seen any change or changes? Manifestation of healing. Hallelujah.
Just health.
Health, wholeness, okay. All right, hallelujah. You've been seeing wellness in body. Sounds awesome, which is God's what? What's that word for? What's the word wellness or wholeness in body?
Peace.
Peace, which is shalom in the Hebrew. Awesome. Praise God. Praise God. Well, today we're going to have the last class in the series. And just before I give the subtitle for today, we're going to start off with prayer. And before we pray, I want every individual here present to be conscious, to be aware of the truth, the reality, and fact that God is here.
Amen.
Carry that consciousness. And that reality is expressed in the fact that it is so real. More real than the next person sitting right next to you. His presence. His power. In this place. Father, thank you. Father, we give this time to you. Thank you for your power and presence in this room. Thank you, Lord, for the truth and the reality that indeed by your stripes we were healed. Thank you, Father, for manifestation of healing made sure right now in this room. Thank you, Lord, for ailments, maladies, injuries, infirmities, diseases, by whatever name they are named, being dropped off instantly right now in the name of Jesus. They are abating their effect, have no rule, place, or reign in our bodies, and are nullified by your power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for wholeness in our bodies. Thank you, Father, for getting to really understand and experience this reality in our minds, our hearts, and our bodies in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks and praise, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So good. God is so good. He's so awesome.
Hallelujah.
Praise you.
I see powerful testimonies represented in this room this morning. Wonderful testimonies. Great acts of power expressed in our bodies. It is well. Last week we were on living by conviction, healed indeed. Today I want to speak on something I titled, as we close off the series, a word on speaking. And this is where we're going to leave it off for this point in the semester. A word on speaking. Last week we were at Mark in chapter 11, from verse 22 through 24. A very quick recap in that regard. So Jesus answered and said to them, his disciples, have faith in who?
God.
Have faith in who?
God.
For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this
mountain,
be removed and what? Cast into the sea. And so Jesus touched on, emphasized the point of what? Speaking. Whoever says to this mountain. And we discussed how that the mountain represents what? This is healing class, so the mountain would represent what?
Sickness,
disease, an ailment, an injury, or anything of that nature, something that afflicts or that ails you, okay? It says what? What's the expression? From last week. What's the expression? Be removed and cast where? Into the sea. And we said how that is not being apologetic about it. That's not being mild about it. That's not being just, laissez-faire or casual about it. That's being what?
Assertive.
Thank you, Vicky. Pat?
Claiming it.
Okay, let's turn it around. Let's turn it around about claiming. As in, let's invert that. What's the expression?
Authority.
Yep. Faith in God makes you conscious and aware of that authority. And then that authority, guess what? Authority doesn't just, we talked about not just being in a sitting state or sitting mode, but it's active. And so it's what? There's authority in expression. Mm-hmm. And so, in moving that step above claim, I'm looking for a C word. It was a good word, claim. I'm looking for a C word. Be thou removed and cast into the sea, cast into the ocean. Who's that? Vicky, was that you? Command. We talked about an imperative, a command imperative. So I'm not pleading with the ailment. I'm not pleading with the symptom. Oh, please go. Oh, would you stop stressing me? Oh, panic attacks or whatever it is. Would you just abate? Oh, no. Be what? Removed. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be cast into the ocean. And what? Does not what? Doubt. Where? In his heart. That's where it's all at, friends. The heart. Does not doubt in his heart. The selfsame heart, which is the seat, which is the place where we are supposed to do what? Be in faith. Be solidified with God's word, which is medicine to our souls and to our bodies. Refreshing, covering some things from over the series here. Does not doubt in his heart, but does what? What was doubt? We looked at doubt as what?
Unbelief.
Okay, unbelief. What else? Sorry?
Fear.
Fear is in the mix. We looked at doubt from the original as being at variance with oneself. So if you have God's word in your heart, established in your heart, God's word that reveals that by his stripes you were what? Healed. And that you have power and that you have authority. And the selfsame spirit that raised Jesus up, Christ from the dead, dwells where? Dwells where? In you, in your heart. And that selfsame spirit gives what? Vitality, gives what? Life to your mortal body. Being conscious and aware of this in your heart, guess what happens? You don't doubt in there. You're not double-minded in this area or in this regard. You are staunch, settled, fixed, standing in this, and believes. Let's look in there, Mark 11. Does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he what?
Says.
Praise God. Amen. Understanding your authority and then speaking. And we talked about the importance. I said we need to pay attention to what we're speaking. There's an alignment between what is believed and then what is said and what is spoken. From the week before, I believe we looked at 2 Corinthians 4. Scripture says we believe and therefore we what? We speak. We therefore also believe and therefore we what? We speak. And that speech or speaking is speaking in faith. He says he will have whatever he says. So the round off from last week, for the recap, Luke 6:45. There's an abundance in your heart because it says a good man out of the abundance, the treasure of his heart brings forth what? Good. For out of the abundance of the heart, I'm jumping to the end now, the mouth does what? Speaks. Out of the abundance, as it concerns the truth of who you are based on what Christ has done and the reality that you have been healed as the healed of the Lord, in recognizing that, in appreciating that, in understanding that, as the healed of the Lord, you do what? You speak in authority. And as you speak that which accords with truth and godliness, faith rises up. Truth is reinforced in your heart. Expectation grows. And that expectation is ignited when you agree with the truth. And there's an engagement. There's an alignment with the spirit within. And there's a breakout in your body. Because you believe the truth. Now let's explore further today. Let's go on today. Mark 11:24. We didn't get to this last week. This is a word on speaking. And so I want to give a note as a word of caution. Look at verse 24. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you what? Pray. How many know there's a distinction between the two verses, what we just looked at going before, and what we're taking a look at now? Jesus, having talked about the command imperative and how that you can have what you say and say, speak out in faith, and you get to see it, he says, therefore, so you can utilize this, you can apply this in the place of where? In the place of prayer. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe what? That you receive them and you will what? Have them. Notice, it didn't say, Jesus didn't say, God, please take this XYZ that is infirmity, disease, injury, or whatever. It didn't say about going a begging or a pleading. I want us to understand this. It didn't say, oh, go beg God about a concern or a matter. From the verses before, it says what? Speak to what? What are you speaking to? Mountain. The mountain. One. Also, take a look at this, friends. I want us to understand from this portion of scripture in verse 24. And I want to be as clear as possible on this. Jesus didn't say, have this posture or mindset, I believe I will receive. I want us to pay attention. Can you look into your Bibles for a moment, please? It doesn't matter what version you have, but I want you to take a look at your Bible on the phone or a pad or the book. Mark 11. Verse 24, it says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. The sense of believe in that portion of scripture, in that passage, when you study this out from the originals, friends, the sense is this. When you ask, believe what? That you have received. Post-cross, post his death and resurrection, post what he accomplished in redemption, in reconciling us back unto himself, in the self-same sacrifice by which he healed us. When Jesus, in saying this, now to them, as he still walked the face of the earth, he expressed this to them. But I'm saying to you, sitting here, taking a look at me in this class today, in line with the truth of the reality that by his stripes, 1 Peter 2:24, you, what happened to you? Were you were healed. When he says, and this is healing class, so we're talking about within the context of healing, when he says, believe you receive, the sense in there is that believe you have received and you will have. You will have where? You will have in your experience. You will have where? In your, in manifestation. You will have where? In the physical or in the seeing. You will have. Is how he puts it, but the sense of that context is not, I believe I receive. Let me explain. It's okay. I want to really take some time, friends. It's all right. Are we together? Am I going a bit too fast? So I'm gonna say, try and put this in, express this in a different way. It is not, hear my heart, friends. It is not, I don't have, so I'm going to psych myself when I pray, or concerning that matter or issue that ails me. It's not, I don't have, so I'm going to psych myself so that I will what? Get what I do not have. It is that I know and I understand that what I, of his fullness, I have what? Already what?
Received.
What happened to me? I already received. Okay, so in that standing, in that heart posture, the part of faith in there, in voicing this or in speaking this is with our understanding that what? I have what? Already received. I can give an example, taking this from the Passion. This is reason I urge you to boldly believe for whatever you ask for in prayer. Believe that you have received it and it will be yours. You have received it because what? You already, friends, you already got it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So the application of faith is not trying to apply faith to get what I don't have. The application of faith is expressing faith in the belief of what I already have, what I already received.
Mm-hmm.
How many know that changes my posture in relating with God, in talking to God as it concerns that issue?
Mm-hmm.
It changes how I speak.
Thankful.
Whether you got it. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm groveling on the farm, I hope I got the word right. Rolling on the floor and pleading for something already given and for something already received. Friends, and this is Jesus speaking. He says, believe that you have received it and it will be what? Yours. That impacts the nature of your asking. Faith says or speaks in this wise, believe. This is what faith says. This is how faith speaks. Believe that you have what? Received. And you will see it. And then you get to see it. I like the way this is put in. The same idea in 1 John 5. 1 John 5 from verse 13. 1 John 5 from verse 13. These are two portions. The first we looked at Jesus. I want us to look at this all. This same kind of contemplation in 1 John 5, verse 13, it says, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Now, this is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Verse 15 is the port of call. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know. Someone say no. That we have the petitions that we have asked of him. We know that we have. The word have there is the word in the Greek echo that means to hold in hand, is the word that means to own, is the word that means to possess. To hold in hand, that is, you have it. To own, to possess. Now, he didn't say you will have it. He says you, the confidence is that you what? You already what?
Already have it.
That you already have it. That you have the petitions that you've asked of him. To my mind, friends, this is the key stance of faith, the key posture of faith, the positioning or the amplified positioning of faith that places us in a position best to receive in the area of manifestation. In the area of experiencing this in our walk, experiencing this in our life, that you know, that you know, that you know that you have already received.
Hallelujah.
So how does this play out when we then ask? And before we look at it, one more thing from that portion. What is the confidence that we have? says this is a confidence that we have.
In Christ that you have.
His power and his authority. On the basis of what?
I don't want any other authority besides his.
Yes, you don't. Thank you, Kim. You don't want any other authority besides his. But what's the basis? What's at the base of that realization or understanding that you have authority, that you have his power, that you have his life?
Faith in what has been done for us.
Yes, and faith in what has been done for you. What did that give to you? What do you have in your possession? Okay, what was from the verse? His word. And from verse 13, what did he say? What was the reason? I write these things unto you that you may what? Know that you have what? Eternal life. The eternal life in, within you, constitutes the DNA or the divine nature of Abba on the inside. Is that invisible seed? Is that seed within you? It is by that seed that you are confident on the basis of that, that you are not just at one with God, but you are one with him and in Christ. And based on that authority, I can speak, I can say, and when I speak, guess what? I get to see. When there's an alignment in my heart with truth. So I can decree and I can declare a thing, and I get to see that expressly walking out. Since we have this confidence in eternal life, we can also have great boldness before him in the asking. Verse 15 from the Passion. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we also know that we have obtained. We have already obtained. How does your knowing impact the nature of your asking? A question. How does your knowing impact the nature of it? You ask with more confidence. Thank you, Vicky. With more confidence. What else?
If you believe,
yes,
and you were whatever the situation, if the manifestation doesn't come right away, you still stand and you still believe that it's coming and it's already done.
Hallelujah.
But you cannot go, oh, it's not here. No, you have to believe. It's done.
Hallelujah. You have to believe. You have to believe.
Don't go by your symptoms. Go by the word.
Yeah, because we're living by what? What's the title of living by what? Conviction. Based on God's word. Mm-hmm. What did we see last week, friends, from the earlier portions in that portion of scripture? When I said, let's use the figure of the fig. Let's use the figure of the fig tree within the context of healing. When Jesus went and spoke and said what? Said to the tree and said, no man eats from you henceforth, from this, you know, whatever version you have, right? Fruit from you, right? What happened the next day? Peter said, Master, look, the tree that you cursed or you spoke to, guess what? It's withered. To where? The roots. So, if you're speaking and seemingly right there and then you don't see, I'm not making any excuses, friends, because our faith is to be in the place where we expect and we expect where and when. Oh, man, friends, we have to get it in the now. Okay, so that's where faith should be at, as in based on, but it's okay wherever we are. But here it is, friends. If you don't see it right then, doesn't mean for whatever reason that you do what? Lose confidence, give up hope, or start doubting who you are, your identity in Christ, the authority that you have, the power that you have working in and through you. Amen? What else? Anyone else? I'm still looking for some answers. How does your knowing impact the nature of your asking? Jude.
It's like a child asks mommy, I'm hungry, give me breakfast. It's different from an urchin that comes in from the street and knocks and say, Mrs. Oyawale, can I get some food to eat? Those are two different scenarios. We are children. When we ask mommy for food or daddy for food, we don't grovel and beg.
Amen.
We expect it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The child that comes from the street and knocking and begging for food is not sure they will receive. So that's the way I see the child of God.
Hallelujah.
Ask the Father for something.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that goes to the root of knowing who you are and where you stand as a child of living God, as a son and daughter of the Most High. And knowing that His thoughts towards you are thoughts of what? That portion of Scripture, there's peace. It speaks of peace in there. And we know what peace touches on. Pat, thank you, Jim. Pat, you shared something early on.
I did.
There was a T word. Now, how does your knowing, how does it impact your asking? And you mentioned the word?
Remind me.
Being thankful.
Mm. Yeah.
Being grateful. Because if you know that you have received, and you know that whatever you're asking, you received. Jude gave the example of a child knowing that his father does not withhold. Based on posture, position, just as an example. That was just an example. But it's about knowing who you are, right? And if you know that you have received, what would the expression be?
Gratitude, because you know you already have.
It'll be that of gratitude. And when that happens, there's an agreement, friends. There's an alignment, there's an agreement. The scripture, portion of scripture I can think of is Philippians 4. I believe from verse 6, where it says, be in anxiety for nothing, or be anxious for what? For nothing. But in everything, with prayer and what? Supplication. With what? Thanksgiving.
Let your request be known to God.
And in making that request, in the request being known, peace of God does what? Which transcends, which surpasses all understanding, does what? Keeps your heart and mind. There's the word heart again. But remember, in the expression, I'm saying this morning, in the expression, there's thanksgiving in there. So how does this play out? And so when I pray. I say, Father, I thank you that I am healed. Father, I thank you for the gift of eternal life on the inside of me. Thank you for that invisible seed within by which I am an overcomer in this life. High blood pressure, you cease to exist. Numbers, you come in line right now in the name of Jesus. 120 over 80, or 110 over 70, or for you. Now for you, friends, you know yourselves, right? You can speak for yourself. You can decree. You can speak. You can command. You can give the imperative based on you knowing you and what it is. Friends, are we speaking? You can issue that directive. You can be very clear in this and not, we're not undulating. We're not going back and forth or whatnot. Father, I thank you. The numbers, you come in line right now in the name of Jesus. You're 120 over 80, both numbers. Pre-diabetes, right now you cease to exist. You die to death. Numbers, you drop, you fall, you crash, whatever it is. Arthritis, right now you're nullified in effect. Someone said dead on arrival, whatever it is. How, friends, ask the Spirit. Needs and gives expression, you speak. Foggy thoughts, panic attack, growths, injuries, asthma, you're expunged. Growth or swelling, you recede right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you. The Spirit of life on the inside of me is causing for revitalization. energy of God fully coursing through my veins. There's life manifested in full display right now in the name of Christ. You're speaking, you're decreeing, you're calling it. Remember what Jesus said? He says, be thou removed. He says to the mountain, be thou removed, and what? You're telling it. Right now you die. Cancerous growth to the root. Right now you're cursed to the root. You're expunged by the power of God. You're removed by the power of God. And it doesn't have to be highfalutin. It doesn't have to be high sounding words, friends. Don't, you know, I'm trying to give some examples now, but you use your words. Use the expression, what the Holy Ghost gives to you. And friends, so this morning, as we close out, I want to give an example, something that I found very key in my life. How do you build yourself up in the place where, in that place where you're waiting to see manifestation, so to speak, or you're waiting to see a change in that area in your life, in your body, in your heart, in your mind? How do you build yourself up in that area? Remember, this is a word on what? Speaking. I saw a couple of hands. This is vital. A word on speaking. So we're talking on speaking. How do I speak?
Authority.
Authority. We covered that, but now we're going a little, delving a little deeper now.
Clearly.
Directly.
Speak to the root.
You speak to the root?
Specific.
You're specific, clear, specific. You speak to the root. Anyone else?
I would have to go back a little further. I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm thinking it's my doubt is not in God. My doubt is that I'm good enough to receive these at all.
You're good enough, okay.
For me, I need to get back in. I need to explore the love of God. How it's not like the love of people. How it's not like the love of men. So that's where I would need to start personally.
Hallelujah.
Get back there and find out, yes, I am loved this much. Yes, I am this worthy. Mm-hmm. Simply because God says so.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Friends, and that is so key, and that is instructive. You know, that's vital. Yeah. It's important. It's important. Amen. Praise God. Thanks for sharing that, Vicky.
Yeah, when she was talking about that, all of a sudden in my head, I was thinking righteousness is a free gift. We don't have to earn it.
Hallelujah. Righteousness is a free gift. Amen. And we realize the self-same.
I need to get that in this head of mine, in this heart of mine.
Amen. Amen. And from all we've discussed in the series, you can know, friends, and be assured that the self-same sacrifice that produced, provided, and gave us our righteousness, made us righteous, is the self-same sacrifice that paid for our healing in a bit, in a little bit, in a quarter. No, friends, in full. Paid for in full. Carried our pains, our infirmities, our diseases, our sicknesses. And with that exchange, we in turn received life, eternal life, received his righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he had made him who knew no sin to be what? Sin for us. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's your position. You are in him. And in him, you are healed. Amen. Amen.
And people are watching. People can see it. I was at the doctor's office, and I just felt, they reminded me that the Lord was with me. And I went in there and told them I wasn't able to breathe very good. And I went in to get my back adjusted, an osteopathic doctor, and he didn't know what was wrong, and my heart was going out of control, it wasn't beating right, and he said, we have to let you go. They kept taking my blood pressure, it was 120 over 80, he said, you're free to go. And I thought, God, but I can't breathe. And then I got the healing afterwards, where he actually physically manifested a movement in my diaphragm, and that was like 2 weeks ago, but God saved me. I'm realizing that when he touched me, it was so big because that doctor could have said, send her to cardiac care. And if I would have had my heart problem under cardiac care, they might have not let me go. I might have had a surgery. and they would have had been justified it, saying that, well, your diaphragm was stuck underneath your rib cage, ma'am, so we had to open you up and...
Yeah, but none of that, none of that came to be
none of
based
to
on the power of God.
God healed it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Healing healing. Yep, you got your healing manifested.
The word,
thank you.
The word of God that keeps going through my head is, we got to keep our hearts with all diligence, for out of it come the issues of life.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs 4. Amen. So, thank you, friends. Something I found key in this area, because remember I shared with you, friends, that in the past, I wasn't quick to speak until the Lord opened things up from Mark 11 and other portions of Scripture, as I explained. If speaking is vital, if speaking is crucial, I want to say to us this morning, choose, and this is just my heart to you, based on what I've seen and walked, choose the atomic weapon first. If speaking is vital, choose the atomic weapon first. What does that mean? What do I mean by that? Friends?
Nip it in the bud, sure.
Sorry?
Nip it in the bud. Give it a chance to grow.
Okay, friends. Nothing makes you more conscious of who you are in Christ, the authority you have in Christ, the power that is at work within, and all that you are and that you have in Christ, more than engagement in the Spirit. What do I mean by that? More than engagement in the Spirit. All through the series, we've talked about engagement. We talked about God's Word, right? So engage God's Word. Engage the Word. Get in the Word. See what the Word says. What does the Word say on healing? What's the reality of the past? The past tense reality of God's Word and all that great stuff and awesome stuff, which is good. Today, I also want to chip in, if you like, and add something that also makes you so clear in your heart and your mind as to who you are, is engagement in the Spirit. And by that I mean what? Speaking in tongues. Someone says, where did that come from? How does that apply? There's pinpoint accuracy that can be had, friends, in the Spirit. There is speed, velocity in the Spirit that can be had, so much so that you are able, in manifestation, to outstrip ailments, infirmities, diseases that assail or try to assail us, and also to strip off maladies that challenge us or symptoms as well. We'll look at one scripture because of time. 1 Corinthians in chapter 2. Can we do that? I want to try and show us something real quick in here. 1 Corinthians in chapter 2. Just because of time, we'll only look at this portion. There are others. 1 Corinthians in chapter 2, verse 12. I was going to start from 9, but like I said, time. All right, now it says, we have not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but what? The Holy Spirit who is from God, I'm reading from the Amplified, given to us that we might what? Realize, comprehend, and appreciate the gifts of divine favor and blessing so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God. This portion came to be because early on it talks about what eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. And it says these things he has what? He has what? Revealed or exposed or made known unto us. And then goes on to talk about no man knowing the heart of a man save the Spirit within him. Same way, no man knows the things of God save the Spirit of God himself. It says, and we have not received the Spirit of this world, but we have received the Spirit of who? Of God, that we might what? Know the things that have been freely what? Given to us of God. All right, let me take this from another portion. I want to open up that word no. I've mentioned it in the past, but I just want to open it up this morning. We did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us. What grace has lavished? What tense is that? Past tense. It is not about to be lavished. What grace has lavished upon us? So no touches on what? Us not just knowing it in our heads or in our hearts, but also getting to what? Experience it by way of partake of it in the experiential. Or what we've talked about as what? Manifestation. And so here it is, friends, verse 13. And we articulate these realities with the words imparted to us by the Spirit. And we articulate these realities. And we speak. How do we articulate these realities? What is the expression? How do we know? And what is the expression of the knowing? We articulate. Someone say articulate. What does that mean? We speak aloud these what? Realities. So, contextually, Paul's talking about, receiving the gospel, the message, and conveying and sharing that. Passing that on. King James says, comparing spiritual with spiritual. Conveying spiritual truth. So I'm saying also, as it concerns healing, as it touches on healing, as it touches on health, as it touches on getting to experience. Same way when we pray, when we speak in tongues, and we pray in that regard. What do we do? What does the Bible say we do? 1 Corinthians 14:2. It says, he who speaks in our own tongue does not speak to man, speaks unto God. Right? Howbeit in the spirit, he does what? He speaks what? Mysteries or intimate mysteries. Now I'm saying that from God's word, we can recognize the past tense reality of that which what Christ did. And I'm saying that something happens when we build ourselves up in this way, when we stir ourselves up in this way, when we articulate the reality of that which was done, who we are, where we stand in the spirit. Who gives what? Utterance. My word, I wish I had time to expose this more. I'll get more into this in the area of, the class on prayer as well. But even in this aspect of healing, this applies. Building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, fired up in that state, decreeing and declaring in that state. And guess what? Because when you speak and when you pray in the Spirit, you're speaking the perfect will of who? Of Abba, of God, even as it concerns you, even as it concerns your health. And we know that his thoughts, his will, is not that that you be what? Be sick. And that's, I'm trying to put all of the series all together right now, but so that we can see this trend, and we can always go back to the recordings that are all on the website. Pastor Jim and his team does an awesome job in that regard, and so we can have reference to the messages. And that way you have the unction. And so even in the natural, even in words of understanding, you receive from the Spirit and you speak out. So that's why I said it's not about high-sounding words or trying to get grammar or English that is. No. What's the Spirit? What's the unction? You're stirred up. What's the unction? What's he asking you, leading you to say? What are you saying concerning that matter? So it's not just I'm just saying anything, but I'm led of him in my decreeing. So that there's wholeness in body. So that there's manifestation in that area. So that arthritis is gone, is dead. So that anxiety is nipped in the bud. Bud, not. Pat. Oh, whoo, time. Is that a comment? Time's gone. Time.
I just want to mention real quick on Gil Vicky's comment. Is all of this that you've been teaching us is, you know, with the understanding that we're to rely on that third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. Jesus told us what's the Spirit of truth in John, and also in John, John talked about how the Son of God has come to give us understanding and insight, progressively to perceive, recognize, and come to know Him better, who is true, that we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. That's from 1 John 5:20. So all of this that you've been teaching us in this series is good to know, and you mentioned about knowing, and in the understanding that the Holy Spirit can give us when we ask and bring Him into the picture, then all combined, we stand in that position of truth and authority and power. We can apply and see the manifestation. So beyond knowing is to get that understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And in the parable of the sower sown,
yeah.
Without the understanding, the enemy can just pull out what you've been teaching us here.
Mm-hmm. And with that understanding also is the appreciation, which is the part of actually seeing this in the experience, that is, getting to see it in the experience. And you give yourself over, just as Pat said, that's the way to go. Fire, keep firing yourself up. Because guess what? You have the victory, and you're a victor already. Not a victim, but a victor. Let's rise on our feet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God for the reality of healing made sure in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Is there anyone here with a need? I'd love for you to just come forward at this time. You need agreement in an area and an aspect. And as you're coming forward with that understanding and appreciation that it's already done. You have already received. And all there is an agreement in that regard. And it's speaking. And it is so. Because you get to have it as so. Amen. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the reality of your word, that by your stripes, we were healed. Thank you, Father, because we shout this out with loud acclaim. We also have the same spirit of faith, and therefore we speak. Thank you, Lord, that we are healed, and indeed the healed of the Lord. This consciousness we carry as we continue walking in victory. We say we love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. Keep walking in victory. Hallelujah.